soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 25th day of July, year of our Lord, 2011. Well, we have patiently waiting in the green room our regular Monday morning guest, Mr. David Holmes. David is the proprietor, the owner of the company that builds thin-shelled concrete dome homes. It's a unique niche market, I guess you could say. There aren't that many companies doing this kind of work in the United States. David's been at it long enough that he's made every mistake that can be made, so you don't have to worry about mistakes being made very much anymore, do you, David?
I would thought you'd talk about me with a little more grace than that. I don't think I've made every mistake that can be made.
Well, so have I. And that's the value of experience. When you hire an experienced man, you're paying to have no mistakes because he's already made them.
Well, there certainly is some truth to that.
I know, and that's the value of that comes with age and wisdom, that comes with experience, that young people hopefully can appreciate it at a younger age and listen to people like you and myself, David, and avoid costly, expensive mistakes. But that's why they need David Holmes, is to avoid the costly, expensive mistakes, and hire an experienced man who knows what he's doing, that can build you a home, a shelter that will last. Well, we don't know how long these things last because similar structures have existed more than 1,000 years going back that far in Rome, haven't they?
Yeah, that's right. The Pantheon is one of the most famous dome structures in the world, and it goes back a long, long ways, almost 2,000 years.
That's right. And being there in Rome, the Pantheon has survived earthquakes and wars and every kind of devastation you can imagine, is still perfectly intact. Well, here's our first break. Stay tuned, everybody.
1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 25th of July. And a week from today, it'll be August. We're visiting with Mr. David Holmes, the proprietor of the company that builds thin-shelled concrete dome homes. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the right-hand side, you'll see a graphic with a flatbed trailer with a dome home on the back of it, and that's the link to David's website. And David, we were talking about the Pantheon before the break there. I imagine that for many centuries, especially before the Renaissance, men, kind of contractors, construction guys, engineers, would look at this and wonder, what in the world is that and how in the world did they build that thing? Would that be a fairly accurate statement?
Yeah, I think people have been amazed for a long time at both the quality of the structure and the understanding of the builders.
Yes, and it's only been, I'm going to say, Portland cement goes back to early part of the 19th century. I don't have the dates in front of me, 1820s, 1840s, somewhere in there. So we've only had the technology to build steel-reinforced concrete domes, really. This century is when that came about, I think, once again, early in the 20th century, not the 21st. So it's only been the last 100 years or so we've been able to even have a hope of replicating what the Romans did nearly 2,000 years ago. And now that we can, people like yourself, David, can build a structure that once again will last for centuries instead of a few decades, which is a typical life of a home that we build these days.
John, it's kind of intriguing. Most people don't know the history of cement and concrete usage, but before Portland cement was used for a long time, magnesium oxide cements were used. And before that, the Pantheon is made of finely ground pumice, and which is a natural pozzolan, a natural cement. So the cement and concrete technologies have been around for centuries, but different types,
right.
Different
right.
sources.
Yeah, you know, there's a this is kind of a rabbit trail. We got a couple of minutes. A man with a Ph.D. in concrete engineering wrote a book outlining his scientific analysis that the Great Pyramid of Giza is actually concrete blocks.
That's interesting.
It is, isn't it? And something I recall about that book, I found something he said. He said, seashells in natural limestone are all flat, are all horizontal. He said the seashells in the blocks of the Great Pyramid at Giza are all jumbled up. And that just kind of sticks with me. You know, they'll put you in jail in a New York minute if you try to get a sample of the Great Pyramid at Giza and take it away from the area.
Yeah, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, they would. Anyway, you've been at this how many years now, David?
About 12 years.
About 12 years. And you've built quite a few of these structures. In fact, you've got a new structure that is in the planning stages right now, and it's going to be built near Springfield, Missouri, about how many minute drive away from Springfield, would you say?
Well, actually, the one we're building down there is at Rolla, which would be
Yeah.
2 hours from Springfield.
Yeah, it's about 1 hour from my home, about 2 hours from Springfield. Well, that'd be a side trip for some people. I understand the owner, the builder, is going to make it available to for inspection to select people. And we may get some spillover from the expo. Now, are you definitely going to be at the expo in Springfield, David?
We're definitely going to be at the expo, and as a matter of fact, we've already made arrangements with the organizers of it that we'll be putting on a seminar at the expo for concrete domes.
Outstanding. And okay, I know there was some discussion about possibly having a something on a flatbed trailer. Is that still a possibility?
Yes, it is. We're just tying up some loose ends on another contract to build a transportable structure, and we hope to finalize that today or tomorrow and get the structure done and haul it down and have it on display at the expo.
Well, I can tell you, no doubt in my mind, David, that if you can pull this off, your display at the expo will be one of the featured attractions. It will cause a lot of attention to be drawn to it. This is a great opportunity for everybody to see what can be done and be done very cost effectively. People coming into this from the outside, they don't have a clue what these things cost. And the cost per square foot is very close to the equivalent of first quality above, stick-built homes, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, John. So a person isn't paying more at all for having this type of quality construction. And I don't think people have any awareness whatsoever of what they're getting. And sometime during the show here, I'll read some figures from Dr. Arnold Wilson, who wrote an article on building survivability of the concrete dome.
Yes, so I look forward to hearing that. David, I got some headlines here on Stan. I typically start out most mornings with Stan Dale's Earth Changes headlines. I just want to go through a few of them here. The severity of New Mexico wildfire means trouble for wildlife. Then we've got on the other side of the planet 6.4 earthquake jolts Japan. Then we've got something out of Joplin, Missouri. An 11-year-old person's video shows tornado debris carried 40 miles. Then we go north to the Aleutian volcano shows signs of impending eruption. Then Central Asia, 14 people killed in an earthquake. Then down south to Chile. Chilean officials declare a catastrophe after heavy snow. And then we've got corn prices rise as corn bakes in U.S. heat wave. There's more, but more than we typically see on most mornings. So there's more of those headlines. But I know that many of the people who contact you, David, they're concerned about these earth changes, aren't they?
You know, that's absolutely the truth. And you know, what we're not looking for, you know, is a pill that's like a drug that causes us to not to be afraid of what's around us. But what we want is the security that's based on real facts, on a real solution. And that's what these domes can provide, is a natural security that will withstand many, many different types of pressures and forces to provide a stability to your home.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I learned in combat, at some point you have to sleep. I was able to stay up 3 days straight. But people naturally want a safe, secure place to go to sleep at night. And that's what this provides. I know when I was in combat, when I was really getting tired and couldn't stay up after being up for 3 days, I'd want to find a safest, most secure place that I could close my eyes and get a few minutes rest. And that's some real peace of mind, to have a safe, secure place that you can call home that will survive earthquakes, 300-mile-an-hour winds, all the things that we're concerned about, wildfires, and know that you and your family and your private property is going to be safe and secure inside this structure. We've talked a couple of times, David, about making the windows and doors more secure. What kind of progress are we making on that?
Well, I was still waiting to hear back from manufacturers, but looking at options of hurricane shutters and different styles of hurricane shutters, and which I don't see any problem in installing that type of material at all, as we can go right through the membrane and foam exterior, anchor into the concrete in the structure for the securing system and the tracks that are utilized for this. And so, you know, once you protect your windows, you have a structure that can withstand the flying debris and so forth.
Of course, for a door, that would simply be a matter of a commercial fire-rated steel door and steel frame, I would assume.
Well, yes, and there are different options. It does become more complicated. There's more and more manufactured products available, and we're trying to deal with the options, and we're also looking at having an engineer specifically design some components, and like a tornado safe door for a tornado shelter specifically for our structures.
Right. Well, that's good. And working with an engineer to accomplish that goal is certainly probably the most effective means to do so. Well, I'll be looking for updates on that as you progress. It sounds like these manufacturers may be really, really busy, that they can't get back with you in a timely manner.
You know, that's the truth, and one thing I want to point out is there are different types of structures that do work as tornado shelters. You know, there's the steel structures, there's other concrete structures, and some of them are square. And, you know, these are engineered and tested structures, and these will give effective protection also, but no other structure serves also as a living quarters, like
that's
our
right.
Structures do.
That's right. Hold that thought, David. We got our next break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 25th of July. We're visiting with Mr. David Holmes, the owner, the proprietor of Lightweight Concrete Dome Homes. And, of course, lightweight is a relative term here, isn't it, David?
Yes, that's right. And what we mean by lightweight is that it's lighter than conventional concrete. We're our structures are made of concrete that is 90 to 100 pounds per cubic foot rather than 140 pounds per cubic foot concrete.
Well, saving 40, 50 pounds per cubic foot translates into being able to build a structure that can be transported on a flatbed truck and delivered to a job site and set up and have people be ready to move in just a matter of a few days.
That's right, John. We can make our structures in two pieces with floors and make them as a modular unit and create structures with two halves that are 600 square feet or above.
Now, we need to emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, when we say structures, we're covering a wide area here, aren't we, David? This could be a full-size home with a number of bedrooms and bathrooms where a family could live a normal life. It could be a a weekend cottage for just a couple of people for a weekend getaway. So it could be multiple small rental units for use as vacation cabins or for students, for college students, rental units, even a small motel. I mean, there's really the imagination is the only, there's no limit to what can be done here, is there, David?
That's right. And because the units are modular, multiples can be hooked together to give even more size variation. So, and if a need is a greater, more practical than what we can design in the modular transportables, we can always build in place.
Right, right. So lots of options here. The structures can be above ground. It can be partly below ground. It can be completely below ground. You work with the owner, the customer, to design and engineer exactly what they want, don't you?
You know, that's right, and that's why we don't try to make the emphasis on trying to sell a certain model to them. Our emphasis is on understanding the need of the customer, working with each customer individually to give them exactly what they need and design it specifically for their situation.
Right. So you don't have a cookie cutter operation here. You have a custom designed operation where you find out what the customer's needs are, then you set about the business of meeting their needs and coming in on time within the budget.
That's right. When we build for people on contract, whether it's a portable structure or a in-place structure, you know, you don't get an estimate. You have a contract for a specific price. And so when we build, there's no surprises on the increased price unless you designate changes.
Well, yes, and that's part of the business. My brother is a contractor, that happens a lot. I know when people are building anything, they'll get partway through it and then say, oh, I need to do this instead of that. And that's just part of the business, and we all recognize that. So, anyway, David, the nature of the inquiries you're getting. Now, we had more than 800 tornadoes a couple of months ago in 1 month, wildfires all over the country. Earthquakes seem to be increasing in severity, and we've had concrete dome homes around the country survive all these types of incidents, haven't we?
Yes, and we might even point out that over the last week or so, I saw some pictures of a concrete dome that had suffered some exterior damage. It was built back in the 80s, and it went through a tornado not too long ago. It had the windows blown out, and it was not a properly reinforced concrete dome. It only had a rebar going vertically. It had no horizontal rebar.
Really?
So it wasn't properly reinforced, and yet it still withstood a force 4 tornado. And there was a couple places where there was some small compromising in the structure where it began to break apart a little bit. But even though it wasn't built properly, it completely, the structure withstood the force 4 tornado.
And so, well, that's, yes, go ahead.
And so it does indicate that there's tremendous benefit in the shape of the structure, even when it was improperly designed and built. So how much safer is a structure that has all the rebar that it needs in all direction and built to proper specification?
Well, that's very reassuring, and I'm more than a little shocked and amazed that a structure would be built without horizontal reinforcement steel in it. But how did you get, or actually, there sounds like more an article which got into the actual engineering of the structure. Is this a trade publication that you saw this in?
No, it was actually a friend sent me pictures, and it was on a website of a business that promotes domes. And
oh, okay.
So they featured an article.
Okay, hold that thought, Dave. We got our next break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 25th of July. And Freeze Dry Guy does have a July special, and here it is. It's real simple. 15% back in survival bucks on all his bug-out buckets. Now, the bug-out buckets are heavy-duty plastic buckets with a nice heavy-duty handle on it, filled up with what you need to feed yourself and keep your energy up, the highest quality freeze-dried food. Details at his website, freezedryguy.com. Now, survival bucks is his way of giving you a discount to buy more items. That's what Survival Bucks is. His toll-free number out there on the left coast is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Website is freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. If you can make the Springfield Expo, you'll meet Freeze Dry Guy in person. He'll be doing a seminar down there on long-term storage food, and it'll be a good seminar, and if you can make it, I encourage you to do so. FreezeDryGuy.com. Check out all the fine products. You'll be glad you did. My website is TheLibertyMan.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, The Energy Cleaner. We would talk about The Energy Cleaner 1 hour a week, and people are already getting amazing, wonderful results from The Energy Cleaner. We do this, the second hour every Thursday morning. It's just a great little machine. It's making use of Tesla technology. It puts out a signal that causes you the molecules nearby to pump out the toxins. Can cause no harm. That's one of the important things to know. It can cause no harm. Sometimes people are detoxing so fast they have to back off for a while. My wife has found that to be the case with her occasionally. But otherwise, you know, it can really do no harm. It can only be beneficial. So check it out. You might be really glad you did that. In fact, I know you would be. And my website, once again, is thelibertyman.com. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with David Holmes, the proprietor of thin-shelled concrete dome homes. And lightweight concrete domes is what he calls his website here. Well, and you just go to my website, just scroll down on the right-hand side of my homepage, and you'll see the attractive little logo there, the flatbed trailer with the dome home on the back of it. Now, David, you've got some quotes that you were going to give us. You talked about earlier in the show. Do you have those handy?
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get to that. And this is by Dr. Arnold Wilson. He's been engineering thin-shelled structures for decades now. He's engineered over 1,500 such structures, all the way from houses to commercial storage buildings to schools and so forth. The dome's well over 200 foot in diameter.
Really? More.
And this is what he has to say. It is the most disaster-resistant building that can be built at a reasonable price without going underground or in a mountain. A wind of 70 miles per hour blowing against a 30-foot wall, and that's a flat-walled building in an open, flat terrain, will exert a pressure of 22 pounds per square foot. Now, that's for a 70-mile-an-hour wind.
Right.
If the wind speed is increased to 300 miles per hour, the pressure is increased to 404 pounds per square foot.
Whoa.
Wind speed of 300 miles per hour is considered maximum for a tornado. It is far greater than that of a hurricane. Now, cars can be parked on 100 pounds per square foot. The side pressure of the building could equal the weight of cars piled four high.
Really?
No normal building can withstand that much pressure. Many concrete domes are buried up to 30 feet deep. They must withstand pressures up to 2,000 pounds per square foot.
Mm.
Against tornadoes, tornado pressure, a concrete dome 100 feet in diameter, 35 feet tall, would still have a safety margin of nearly 1.5 times its minimum design strength. In other words, the stress created by a 300-mile-an-hour wind would increase the compressive strength pressure, rather, in the concrete shell to 1,098 PSI. Mm-hmm. The shell is allowed 2,394 PSI using design strengths of 4,000 PSI. And 4,000 PSI is talking about the design strength of the concrete.
Right, right.
The fact is the concrete dome is not flat and therefore never could the maximum air pressure be reached of 404 pounds per square foot. Neither is the concrete only 4,000 PSI. It's always much greater. It's almost always over 6,000 PSI.
Mm-hmm.
The safety margin of safety is probably more like three or four times.
Mm. Amazing. Those are some amazing numbers and amazing statistics. It certainly gives me some real peace of mind knowing that I'm helping people to find you, to find out that these domes exist, that they have the opportunity to take advantage of them now while they can. I don't get into naming dates as to when events are going to get so out of control that normal commerce can no longer take place. We do have a window of opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, where you can contact David Holmes, and let's see, I'm going to put out your phone number here, David, and it is 218 218-435-2980. I say again, 218-435-2980. And I believe you dial 1 when the machine picks up, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Dial 1 to get you past the electronic guard.
Right. Well, that's good. And that's a smart way to do that. So let's say I call you up sometime today, David, and we end up talking, and you'd be asking me questions about what I want to do, right?
You know, that's right. We're first going to establish what the need is and how the need's going to be met. And after we, you know, discuss the basic information, most people want to know, well, what's this going to cost? And so I can give a rough estimate at that point to see if it's a feasible answer to the problem, and then we go from there.
Right. Well, I imagine most of your customers are quite delighted to find out that they can build a 1,000 or 2,000 square foot structure for about the same cost per square foot as what we call a stick built home, which is typically 2x4s and drywall and all that stuff that we normally see for homes being built. So that's probably a real relief for them, isn't it?
Yeah, and in considering you're getting something that is state-of-the-art in not only strength but energy efficiency, our structures generally are only going to take about one quarter the energy to heat them and cool them as compared to a standard fiber-insulated stick-built house.
Well, and that's some peace of mind also, because these utility bills, I don't see them decreasing. I don't see any way that public utilities are going to be decreasing their pricing. I only see increasing and possibly very dramatic increases in people's money that they spend for heating and cooling their home. So there has to also be some great peace of mind. And in fact, with a larger structure like a gymnasium or a church, the structure could pay for itself in energy savings in 12 to 15 years, couldn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and so that becomes a major factor in building these structures is its quick ability, especially in the large ones, to pay for themselves quickly.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, if you have questions, ladies and gentlemen, you need to talk to David. He's the answer man. His phone number is 218-435-2980. I say again, 218-435-2980. If you want to see his website, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the very nice full-color logo on the right side of the dome home on the back of the flatbed truck. Click on there, and you'll be at concrete-domes.com real quick. A very attractive website. You've got photographs of yourself and your family there, David. And it's a family business, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We all work together, and so we're not outsourcing our fabric forms and the design work and so forth. We're doing everything right in-house here, and so we have good quality control. We can our timing is much better. We're not waiting on other companies to provide these services, so we can be much more efficient and give you better service.
Absolutely. So when you talk to David Holmes, you're not talking to a salesman who never goes out on a job site. You're talking to the man who's out there with his hands in the concrete actually doing the work, aren't they?
Yep, that's me. As long as I can have strength and breathe, I'll be doing it.
Well, sure. Why not? I mean, you're doing work that you love, work that you're good at, and why wouldn't you keep on doing it as long as you are physically able and have the desire to do so? So this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, a family business where you get personal attention from the owner, and you won't be shuffled around from person to person in some large company with people who barely know each other in a large company. That's typically the way it is. You'll be dealing with the owner, the proprietor, and the people actually doing the work and getting custom attention, customized work to accomplish your goal to have a home, a vacation cottage, a shelter. It's your choice. Of course, it could be all these things in one, couldn't it?
You know, that's right. And there's one other feature I want to point out that Dr. Wilson made a comment about.
Please.
That one of the most probable dangers that people face more than a tornado and extreme pressures there would be that of an earthquake. And what Dr. Wilson comments about these structures and earthquakes, he says that the most likely natural disaster a concrete dome may encounter is an earthquake. The worst areas in the U.S. are listed as seismic zone 4 from analysis. And then he refers to the wind analysis illustration. It's easy to see that the earthquake forces do not even approach the design strength of the concrete dome.
Well, that's reassuring.
That it's built to withstand under normal everyday usage. It would take an external force many times as large as an earthquake to approach the design strength of the concrete itself. And so you have a structure here that not only is fireproof and is going to withstand the tornadoes and hurricanes, but can also withstand whatever earthquakes come. And that should give some peace of mind. We just had a terrible thunderstorm last night, and we're temporarily living in a steel Quonset while we're working on our concrete domes. And it began to hail, and it was absolutely deafening in this structure. even though we have foam insulation on the inside, the wind was blowing over 60 miles an hour, and the hail was coming down so strong. And my wife looked out the window, and it had a funny greenish haze, and the wind was coming from different directions.
Oh boy!
And it was a scary experience, you know. So it's just. It's peace of mind to be able to live in a structure that when you know there's a terrible storm comes in, you don't have to run anywhere. You're in the safe place.
Right. That is some real peace of mind. Well, tell us a little bit about the home you're building for your own family.
Well, we're building three interconnected domes, two 46-foot diameter domes and a 30.5-foot diameter dome. Actually, no. Yeah, it's 30.5-foot in the center. One of the domes is a complete two-story, and the other two domes have partial two stories. Some of it's cathedral ceiling open to the ceiling. And it's a fairly large structure, and we're going to be using it not only for our family, but interacting with a lot of other people. We have a lot of guests over, a lot of gatherings at our place. And I think we're really going to enjoy showing people how we can heat this structure in the wintertime for less money than a very small, modest, conventionally built house.
Sounds like a really neat and fun project. And then the Quonset structure will become, what purpose will it be put to then?
Well, we'll be using it as part of our workshop system where we'll have, where we manufacture our fabric forms and other things, the components related to building domes like our molded overhangs.
Right. Well, that makes perfect sense. So is there a target date to be have the Holmes family moved into the new dome structure for yourself?
Well, we've had many setbacks since we started building, and we've learned to be patient, but we would certainly hope to have everything completely finished and be moved in next year sometime.
All right. Well, that's certainly reasonable, considering how busy you are and the size of the project. That's a reasonable target date. The Springfield Expo, we'll be talking about it the second hour here. It looks like you will be doing a seminar down there. You've done some presentations and seminars before already, haven't you, David?
Well, I've spoke at local meetings and Rotary Club meetings and a variety of things. I've never put on a seminar before. One thing that will be interesting, we'll have a lot of nice, we'll have a PowerPoint presentation. We'll also be featuring a dome engineer that I'm utilizing out of Springfield, Missouri. So he'll have a presentation as part of our seminar.
Oh, neat. So if you there's a dome engineer in Springfield, Missouri. How wonderful.
Yes, he's a good man. He's got 20 years of experience, and he's done a lot of commercial storage domes. And his name is John Miller, and he's begun to do some work for me too.
Outstanding. Well, that's very wonderful that you can have an engineer that will help you out with a seminar. Okay. Well, I'm expecting music for the last break here momentarily. So. Anyway, David, the structure near Rolla, Missouri, give us a quick update on that.
Well, there has been a few setbacks on that project, but we're anticipating having things wound up shortly, and we'll be building the fabric form and the molded overhangs and preparing for that project in the few coming weeks so that... In September, we'll be able to put it together quickly
okay,
down there.
Okay, hold on. Here's our last break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, back. Yep, back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday the 25th. We're visiting with David Holmes, the proprietor of Lightweight Concrete Dome Homes. His telephone number is 218-435-2980. I say again, 218-435-2980. When the machine picks up, if a live person doesn't pick up, press 1 to get past the safeguards to keep the telemarketers out, and you can leave a message. Dave will get right back with you as soon as he can. Well, David, this is a lot of pieces are falling into place here with the job in Rolla, which is coming together, the expo in Springfield, Missouri. It's almost like it was meant to be, isn't it?
You know, I'd say so. It's been a long preparation and a hard road developing this business and the product that we have in particular, and we feel like we've got a lot of very, very unique characteristics about the structures we build, and it's the time, it's just the time for the market, for the needs of everyone. We're ready to step up to a greater volume now and provide what people really need.
I can easily envision 10, 20 years in the future where a fairly sizable percentage of new structures, homes and commercial and businesses and schools, churches are being built in this manner. The attention we're getting because of the earth changes are waking people up that the world we grew up in is no longer exists, that 800 tornadoes in 1 month is becoming the new normal for a springtime in the United States, and people aren't going to tolerate living in homes that won't stand up to these things. They're going to demand that structures be built, especially for schools, for their children, so their children can be safe from storms and for themselves. They're going to demand structures that will withstand these storms and earthquakes and forest fires and brush fires and have a safe, comfortable place that will last for literally for centuries.
You know, that's right. The whole concept of sustainability, our whole approach in this country, insurance is simply based upon replacement of structures, not having structures that can withstand the demands. And so our whole philosophy and attitude's got to change because we cannot sustain the losses and the damages that we've sustained on a long-term basis, always expecting that someone else is to pay for it.
That's right. That's right. That's a good point, David. And, having a structure that you really wouldn't even need insurance, quite frankly. You'd be self-insured because the damage would be cosmetic only from most anything that we can imagine. So, yes, I think you're headed the right direction there, David. Parting comment, please, before we wrap up this show today.
Well, my parting comment is I want to encourage people to begin to see what their real needs are and never quit dreaming and having a vision for the future. When people lose their creativity and their dreams, then they're no longer motivated to press forward. We've had many, many things to overcome in developing our structures but always pressing on and keeping a vision, it helps us keep life in focus. So, yes, life is difficult. It's challenging for all of us. Our resources are limited. But keep pressing on, keep a vision, and reach for the excellent and never quit.
Absolutely. David, thank you, sir. I'll be in touch privately. Have a great day and a great week.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. And that's it for this hour. We'll be back with, I think, Vincent Pinelli in the second hour talking about the expo coming up. Stay tuned.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings